are about to hear a life-changing message that was preached at Lighthouse Chapel International Memphis by Reverend Kodra Orleans Lindsay. Now relax and be blessed as you enjoy this anointed word.
With your people singing praises, I love to stand and rejoice.
Sweet, sweet Holy Spirit, your influence is awesome. You convict of righteousness, of sin, and of judgment. Without you, there will be no conviction. Indeed, Jesus said that it's more expedient that he goes away, that you may come. Jesus affected the disciples, but you affected all Christians. Because you can be many places at the same time. Thank you that you found it worthy to come and inhabit this place. Through that anointing, we pray, and by the mercies of God, that your word will come through with power, with anointing, that your presence will make a difference, oh Father, through your Holy Spirit. Let your word come alive. Let our hearts come alive. Let our hearts become fertile grounds, good soil, for the planting of your word, that it may bear fruit 30-fold, 60-fold, and 100-fold. Holy Spirit, do it again. Jesus' mighty name.
Oh, and my heart will sing, how great is our God.
Clap for the Lord Jesus. May you be seated in the presence of the Lord. It's good to see y'all. Y'all doing all right? Pastor Spencer, is everything doing all right? Well, we want to go right into the word and continue in our teaching on seeing, hearing, and doing, or simply seeing and hearing campaign. Tell somebody, seeing and hearing, or hearing and seeing, whichever it is a blessing. Now, before I left, we were talking about it. 1 John chapter 1, verse number 1. 1 John chapter 1. 1 John. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled of the word of life. Go on. For the life was manifested, and we have seen it, and bear witness, and show unto you that eternal life, which was with the Father, and was manifested unto us. Verse 3. That which we have seen and heard declare we unto you, that ye also may have fellowship with us. And truly, our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. Now, so we began to explain that every Christian, this John was a beloved disciple, and was explaining what made him become what he. I think that, the air conditioner is a bit too cold now. Just turn it off for now. I think to be a problem if it's turned off. All right, it's all right. Turn it off for now. We're only here for a short time. Don't worry. Now, John was explaining what had accounted for his transformation. Essentially, that's what he was saying. And how, therefore, his transformation can explain or can lead to your transformation. in effect, how we get changed and we get deeper into Christianity. You see that? Because he was talking about the source of the life that he's now living. See, that was Jesus Christ. So he said that which was in the beginning, you know, from verse 1, you know, that which we have seen, which was from the beginning, what started the whole thing, what started the whole chain of transformations, you know. Christianity is a chain of transformation starting from Christ. God made the proclamation, gave Jesus Christ, and that was the beginning. Really, because initially God was trying so hard through laws and things to change mankind. He brought, you know, judges, he brought his word, he brought thunder, lightning, and nothing could change. Human beings are human beings. Unless you change it. You see, the corrupt nature of human being is in the core, is deep. And so unless you change the core, you can't change the man. Okay? Unless you change the core. So God also, you see, he was not wasting time. He was through all those times at letting us understand that what really it takes to change a man is not laws, it's not rules. I mean, you and I know. They put 70 miles an hour. You speed it until you see the police and you behave as if you are okay. No, we are not law-abiding. Laws don't work. Yeah, it's an inside change that works. And so he was talking about from the beginning what has really brought change. You see that? And he said from the beginning, you know, that which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon and our hands have handled, of the word of life. The word of life. The word of life. Amen. Now, so the thing that really transforms human beings is the word of life. Now, this is capital W. That's Jesus Christ. His word is him. In the beginning was the word. The word was with God. The word was God. You see that? Yeah. And Bible says in verse 4 that the word became flesh and dwelt among man. And we beheld his glory. John chapter 1 verse 14. As of the only begotten Son of God. Full of grace and truth. You see that? So you see the word of God, when it comes and it is made flesh and it dwells amongst us, we will see beauty. We will behold glory. Glory means that you will shine. You see, when the word of God comes to you consistently and the word is made flesh, you practically take it as life. Many of us, we don't make the word flesh, and that's why we don't get changed. The word does not become flesh. When the word becomes flesh, it means it becomes a part of you. Now, it's a living word. It's a living word. The word can speak to you. The word can direct you. The word can relate. You can relate. I mean, the word can speak to you and actually advise you. And you will do it. That's when you say he has become flesh. When the Bible now becomes like a friend, practically, you are being spoken to. My Father is speaking to him. God is speaking to me. Jesus Christ is speaking to me. The Holy Spirit is speaking to me. By the word, it becomes the word of life. The word for your life. It brings life and is the word of your life. That is what brings you life. Your real life has not started as a Christian until the word of life is manifested. Until the word of life becomes flesh and it dwells with you. Yeah. He lives with me through the word. I am preaching because the word says so. I believe in the effect that this word is going to have upon you. Because the Bible says the words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. So as I'm speaking, I know the word is bringing life. It's coming with anointing. I believe it. Yeah. Husband, love your wives. God says it. That is it. I'm going to love the wife. He needs an iPad. Hey, cool. No, it's not even because of what she's done right or wrong, but because the word says so. Amen. That is when we say the word has been made flesh and is now dwelling, living, making its abode sleeps with you, walks with you, talks with you. The word has become flesh and is dwelling among men. And when that happens, Bible says you behold the glory. You begin to see the glow. Begin to see the beauty. You begin to see the shine. A life becomes beautiful. You make my life so beautiful. Yeah. And as you are, you have made me here on earth. There is nothing greater than this. Yeah. That's why I love you forevermore. You make my life so beautiful. So beautiful. And as you are, you have made me here on earth. There's nothing greater than this. That's why I love you forevermore. I want more of you. Oh, I want more of you, Jesus. The more the more I want to know you, Jesus, more of you. Ladies and gentlemen, the more word you have in you, the more God you will have in you. The more God you have in you, the more glory we will behold. The glory as of the only begotten of the Father. That glory, only Jesus can transform you into that kind of glory. Only Jesus can make you. Look, when you have a woman that you have put a ring on the finger, it's not necessarily a wife. Only the word can make a wife out of a woman for you. For you to behold the glory and the beauty. A child is not necessarily a son until God makes him a son. Yeah. The word, when it dwells, many of us, we have not allowed the word to dwell amongst us, to become flesh. You see it as paper. The Bible is paper, not flesh. And it doesn't dwell among, it dwells on our table, not among us. That is why its beauty remains only on the table. The Bible is only beautiful on your table. But it should transform you into a beautiful person. Amen. Yeah. I am this way if I look better than I was before. It's because of the Bible. Because of the word of life. Yeah. It will never happen. And many Christians don't live the word. The word does not become flesh. It does not dwell among them. And therefore, we don't behold, we can't see the glory. We can't see the change. We can't see the transformation. We can't see the glow, the shine. May you be transformed because of that in Jesus' name. And that kind of beauty, not the police can do. No police can do it. No parent can do it. No boss can do it. No good parental advice. No. Is the word. When your child starts taking on the word with seriousness, you begin to see a beautiful child. Only the Father, only that glory, only the begotten of the Father can do it. And that one is full of grace and truth. Hallelujah. Ladies and gentlemen, that's the reason why we are talking about hearing and seeing campaign. If in this church, we are not a church that gets involved in hearing the word consistently and actively and consciously and intentionally and beholding the word, looking into it, the word of truth, we will not be transformed. Yeah. And that's why I love the podcast idea, because it's a way of getting the word to sink in deeper and deeper and deeper. and changing us. John said it, that which was in the beginning, which we have seen, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which our eyes have looked upon, and our hands have handled of the word of life. Now it's become flesh, our hands have handled, palpated, it's real. I mean, we take it practically. And the verse 2 says, for the life was manifested, and we have seen it. So Jesus Christ actually came and manifested the life, the word. It was the presence of the Holy Spirit in Jesus Christ that made him be called the word of life. You see that? He's the word of life. He was the embodiment of God's word. Yeah. He spoke to us of what we will become when we incorporate the word. The word becomes flesh and dwells amongst us. What we will become? We'll become like Jesus. Yeah. And that glory, only the presence of him, Jesus, will bring it to the pass. Okay. Now, let me tell you that it is the Holy Spirit, the embodiment of the Holy Spirit in Christ, that brought that change when the disciples interacted with him. Yeah. Jesus was called Son of God and Son of Man. But he was, I think it's becoming hot again. Turn it on. Yeah. You see? So, it is very, just turn it on and leave it as it is. Don't change the temperatures. Turn it on. Lisa, just obey the instruction. Turn it on. Don't change the temperature. But I saw you moving down or up. Turn it up. You see, you change the instruction. I just said turn it on, not up. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Anyway, so the thing that I'm talking about is that anytime the word of God comes, it changes everything. You see, so you see that the life manifests. And verse 3 says that when the life manifests, verse 3, 1 John chapter 1, verse 3, that which we have seen and heard declare we unto you, that you also may become like us, may have fellowship with us, that we know how we got changed. I used to be a fisherman. Jesus Christ told the disciples, follow me and I'll make you fishers of men. No, we were not like that, but we interacted with the word of life, and this is how we have become. And that is how you will be changed. When you allow the word to affect you. So let's go to John chapter 1. Also, John chapter 1. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Jesus Christ. And verse 5 is our motto, Lighthouse Chapel. And the light shineth in the darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. And the light shineth in the darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. In him was life, and the life was the light of man. Now, when you see those days, you would see Jesus, in him was life, and the life is what brought light to man. Okay? So when we say, in him was life, and the life was the light of man, and the light shines in the darkness comprehended it not. When Jesus Christ would speak in John 6:63, he explained what is inside him is what he explained. He said, it is the spirit that quickeneth. The flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. They said, in him was what? Life. The words that I speak unto you, they are what? Spirit and they are life. In him was life. So when Jesus is speaking, when preaching is going on in an anointed person like Jesus Christ, life is coming. Light is coming. Spirit is coming. Through the words. Through the words. In him was life. And the life was the light of man. That is the reason why you should not take preaching for granted. As preaching is coming, when we talk about the hearing and the seeing campaign, we are talking about the life-transforming influence of the word. That comes when an anointed man of God is preaching and you catch on to it. And John testified that that's what brought the change, and it's through them, when they also speak with the anointing, you will be changed. Well, the disciples listened to Jesus and were transformed. The early Christians listened to the apostles and they were transformed. The apostles died. The early Christians, some became apostles like Stephen. They also transformed people. In Acts chapter 8, you will see that. Now, as the anointing, that's the beauty of the Holy Spirit, is transferred from generation to generation. Jesus may die. Peter's may die. Stephen's may die. The apostles may die. But the Holy Spirit will continue. Such that that trend will go on. Such that the same words in an anointed person will still, when they are speaking, the words that I speak unto you, they will still be spirit and there will still be life. And if you do not, as a Christian, understand this principle or this trend, you will never be changed. You will never be changed. And so any church that the pastor is not bold enough to say that you have to take my word seriously, there will be no transformation. Yeah. Because the word that is being spoken, their spirit and their life. And those who accept it and regularly interact with it, they change. Yeah. They get transformed. Because the word comes with power. Hey! Is a very important thing to understand. That it is the word that will change you. It's the word that will change us. Amen. So I'm talking to us about the hearing and the seeing campaign. And the reality of that word transforming all of us. All of how did you get to change? As the word of God is coming and is transforming us. It is the word that comes through anointing. Amen. So we talked about it the last time, and today I want to continue in this hearing and seeing campaign. You know, this is the same thing that Moses used. This is the same thing. God, whenever God used people, he anointed them, and his words brought his power to change people. Okay, now, in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 4, verse 5 through 10, I want to just read. The Bible says, behold, I have taught you. This is Moses, you know, speaking. God had anointed him. See, behold, I have taught you statutes and judgments. Moses was telling them, I have taught you statutes and judgments, even as the Lord my God commanded me. Do you get that? Moses was speaking to the whole of Israel. He says, I have taught you statutes and judgments, the word. Even as the Lord my God commanded me, I brought you the word of God, that you should do so in the land wherever you go to possess it. You should do the word. Yeah, wherever you go. Don't restrict it. Everywhere you go, do the word. Then verse 6 says, keep therefore and do them, for this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations. Wisdom is profitable to direct. Wisdom is the correct application of knowledge to acquire desired results. And God says that when he gives you a Moses, a man of God, somebody, Jesus Christ to the disciples, Peter to the other people, like in our case, and then Moses to the Israelites, or Bishop Doug, he would mail to you guys in Lighthouse of First Love. I am trying to explain, because that is what John was trying to explain to the people. That look, Jesus spoke to us and look at how we've become. As I am speaking to you, this is how you also be changed and become like that. And truly, when you fellowship with us, your fellowship, don't think it's us. It's actually with the Father and with Jesus Christ, his Son. Yes. And that's why last week I explained to you that if you're somebody who does not really get deep into the word, you will have fellowship with the church, but not with Jesus Christ and the Father. But as you get deeper in the word, that's when you have fellowship. All right, so he said that keep these commandments and do them. Apply them. For this is your wisdom. It's for you. I anointed that man for you. This is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations. We shall hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. Listen, when I went to Ghana, I saw a certain lady. We went, you know, at one time, you know, I decided we should all go and look at the castle, the slave traders and what they did and all that. It was so late. Reverend Kobe managed to get us somebody that late in the night. Around 7 p.m., we got to Cape Coast. And the guy came, the manager, took us on a tour. Very, very learned guy. After we got into the car, we saw the wife and the newborn baby were sitting in the car all the time we were touring. We started witnessing to this guy. Apparently, he's not a believer. We started witnessing to him, talking to him. And then he told us, well, many Lighthouse pastors have tried to invite me to church. It's never really worked. So he told us he doesn't think that our situation would make any difference. So as we started talking, then we went. Told her, my wife is inside. When we went to the wife said, look, I have been asking this man to take me to church every time. He doesn't. And I'm stranded with this baby. He's the only one who can drive. Where we are is so far. Unless you are driven, you can't go anywhere. So please talk to him. And then I beheld, and on her phone, she was watching Bishop Dark preaching. And he said, this is my church. I know this guy. I don't know where to find him. I said, this is very amazing. Was at the back with the baby. As we were touring, he was going to church in the car. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Wow. He said, the words of this man has made a difference in my life. And I'm so grateful to find you guys who go to that church. Please tell my husband, take me to this man's church. Yeah. I pray that he actually agreed to do it. He promised to do it, but I don't know whether he's going to do it. What I'm trying to tell you is that even without people knowing who he is, they are taking this wisdom and walking with it. Now, the Lord is saying that when he gives you a Moses, this is your wisdom and your understanding, and it will manifest in the sight of the nations. We shall hear all these and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. Yeah. And last week I told you about my sister who says she has lived with me every day of our lives as we're growing up. She has seen the difference in my life and hers, and she can only account it to one thing. We go to different churches. We have different Moseses. And then she told me from now, she's going to switch Moses from Moses, whatever she's going, to Moses Dag. She did that with her whole household. I say to the glory of God that in 5 years, she has transformed, and she's always calling my wife Mommy, my role model. Because she said when she came here, she saw her lifestyle. You know, she had familiarity with me, so she didn't see any change. Said she saw her lifestyle. She saw what a wife does. And she said, look at your children. Look at your husband. Look at your people. I'm a woman, you're a woman. Why can I not have what you have? The only difference is the church you go to. I'm going to go to your church and see. Today, I say to the glory of God, I spoke to her bishop. Her bishop likes her so much. She's a worker in the church. Her children have done well. One has become a pastor. The other just got married and is expecting. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Two children, they become very proper children. Got jobs, properly behaved, moving on. It's because they decided that there is an anointing. And in seeing and in hearing, that will transform them. That's why we call it seeing and hearing campaign. Seeing the man of God and hearing the preaching. Clap for the Lord Jesus again. Nothing except this seeing and hearing is what has brought me this far. It's what has brought you all this far. And it's what is going to carry us forward if we will understand. And John understood it. John tried to pass it on. Moses understood it. Moses is passing it on. I have understood it. I want to pass it on to you. It's a campaign which you must also carry on. It says, keep. This is your wisdom. Tell somebody, this is our wisdom. And then verse 7. For what nation is there so great? Who has God so near to them as the Lord our God is in all things that we call upon him for? What nation is so great like that, that we can call God at any time? Then verse 8 says, and what nation is there so great that has statutes and judgment so righteous as all this law, which I set before you this day? What nation, how many pastors have books like this? How many pastors can write books like that? Can preach messages? I mean, when I see Bishop preaching, when we went to the camp, every day he preached. Before we went to the camp, the Sunday he preached. He preached 4 times that Sunday. 4 times. He went to Kodesh first service, Kodesh second service, came to First Love for third service. From there, he went to Achimota Cathedral for fourth service. No, revival at 7 didn't take place. Then the following day, we started the camp, rested for the camp, preached every day of the camp till Saturday. He left, took a break, and then Sunday he was on again. Everything was new and beautiful, transforming souls. Ladies and gentlemen, the hearing and hearing and seeing campaign is on. Amen. So I think that we must all understand that this is it. This is it. Now, let me tell you, sheep as we are, we need to keep hearing and seeing so that we can go through our processes and our transformational stages. We need to. How do I know? The Bible says in John chapter 10, verse 27 and 28, John chapter 10, it says, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. Amen. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the progression. And then even verse 28, let me complete it. And I give them eternal life. The words that I speak unto you, they are what? Spirit, and they are life. And I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish, so long as they are fallen. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. Let me tell you, Christians that become stable are Christians that have decided to follow their shepherd. My sheep, they hear me. They hear me. I hope you are hearing. They hear me. They actively listen and they hear. And I know them. It means that now we get into fellowship. I know them. Now we get to know each other. And they follow me. Ladies and gentlemen, human beings have made it difficult for us to follow the shepherds that God has given to us. But Jesus Christ said, this is how to do it. This is how to be changed. You must hear. You must be known. People don't even allow us to visit them anymore. It will not lead to change. My sheep, they hear me. When I say, they do it. Yeah. A lot of the problems that sheep go through, if they will listen to their shepherd, they will not. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters of peace. He restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. That is the reason why, though you walk through the valley of the shadow of death, you fear no evil. Ladies and gentlemen, this is what I'm talking about. The word of God that was given to our founder, Bishop Doug, has been captured. The first of all, the word of God that was given to Jesus Christ, our Savior, the Messiah, has been put in the Bible for us. In the Bible for us. But it's supposed to be brought out in little bites that are eatable. Just the same way that when a child is growing up, you don't just bring the you know, a cow and put it in front of the child, eat the cow. No, that's cow. Sometimes, even difficult, King James, it's difficult for you to read. The Lord, in his own wisdom, gives shepherds to break down into bite portions, book portions, titles, messages. I mean, that is the reason why Paul said, I mean, in the Peter said in Acts chapter 2, verse 42, that you must be devoted, and they were devoted to the apostles' doctrine. Every real Christian, wherever you are, whichever church you are, that God puts you, he gives you an apostle, you must be dedicated to that doctrine. Amen. I'm telling you, God has given that apostle to you. God has given me to you. Amen. And Bishop Dax sent me here for you. And it was under the anointing. And so when I stand here and I'm preaching the bite portions of what Jesus Christ gave us and is now making it become flesh. To become flesh is to make it applicable and practical. Make it real. That's what these books are about. That's what the books, when you take a book, for example, on demons and how to deal with them, name it, claim it, and take it. Born again, how to be born again and avoid hell. Why non-tithing Christians become poor. It's trying to end how tithing Christians can become rich. And you see, the art of hearing, the art of shepherding, steps to the anointing. I mean, go on and on, sweet influences of the anointing. You get all these things. What the Lord is doing is breaking it, not giving you cow. Giving you steak on one side, roast beef on another side, kebab, minced meat for those who cannot, you know, eat, meatballs, pork chop, what was it called? Roast beef, juice steak, cheese steak. Ladies and gentlemen, hamburgers, all these, every book is either a hamburger, a kebab, beef patty. Something is happening that is making it palatable that you can eat, 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 you can eat. That's all the Lord is doing. So when I, last month, I preached on how to be humble like a child. It's roast beef I'm giving you. Yeah. That's what I'm doing. I am just breaking down for the thing to become. You can understand what a child is. Yeah, some of us need mincemeat. That's fine. It's bite size. It's bite size. When, for example, I said we are doing Second Samuel challenge, we do one chapter a day. It's bite size. It's bite size. And you're supposed to join the platform and make contributions. When you see your shepherd has put, we are on 2 Samuel chapter 11. For example, today we did chapter 11. You should join in. And not only join in, as in put your contribution there. No, you're supposed to be eating. So you eat the bite size that other people have brought on. And some of you, all you need to do to wrap in and put yours there, you don't read what is going on there. I read every one of them. And I get blessed. Sometimes I eat bite portions that you have cooked. And I become stronger. I become stronger. Until you do that, ladies and gentlemen, the word will not become flesh. The word will not dwell amongst us. And we will not behold the glory of God in such a way, in a way that only Christ can make. Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. That's what the campaign is about. To campaign for your beauty, for your transformation, for the glory of God to show around you, in your marriage, in your schooling, in your workplace, in your relationships, as you grow, in your home, in your ministry, in your career, in your choices, in your speech. Gloria, you must change As the word comes, every word is God's plan of making you better. You are better, definitely better than you were before. And God has greater plans. Peter, same thing. Mommy, same thing. Lady pastor, same thing. Salvation is a process, not an event. We are all being saved. When they say the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared unto you, it's not just once. Every word is a source of salvation. Saves you from some behaviors. So the campaign must go on. Amen. So I just want you to know that, you know, my sheep hear my voice and I know them and they follow me. They follow me. They follow me. And I give them eternal life. And no one can pluck them from my hand. Neither shall any man pluck them. And they shall never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. Ladies and gentlemen, real Christians that become stable are Christians who have shepherds. I'm telling you. All the Christians that just peripheral Christianity, they come and they go. They don't grow. They don't do well. And that is why they become easily taken up by the wolf, because they are peripheral. They're on the outskirts. They're isolated. They are far from the shepherd. My sheep hear my voice. And I know them. And I know them. Anytime you're in church, the pastor doesn't know you. You are in the wrong church. Or you are the wrong type of Christian. Jesus' example, my sheep, not only do they hear my voice, it's not enough to hear the preaching. Your shepherd must know you. Yeah. It's not enough. The church is big. I preach. We shouldn't be preachers. We should be shepherds. Preachers only qualify so just one third of ministry. My sheep hear my voice. That's not enough. That is why even when the Israelites, they became a lot and Moses was speaking to them, they heard the voice. God said, no, it's not enough. Make 70 other elders and let one has 50, one has 100, one has 200, because then they become the bridging of the gap. They will hear you, but you will know them through these people. So you may hear Bishop Doug, but Bishop Doug knows you through me. When we went, they all met Bishop Doug. Now I'm reintroducing him. Then we are now connecting. And they follow me. And they follow. That's why people, they even went as far as to Ghana. Because, yeah, well, that's our shepherd. And Bible says, those people, you watch it. The people that listen to the messages the most, the people that read the Bible the most, the people that contribute when we are doing the Second Kings or whatever Kings, Second Samuel book that we are doing, they are the ones that will be the most established. It's not very difficult to perish or to be plucked away. Yeah. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And they follow me, and I feed them with life. That's the campaign. There are stages. So, number one, if you look at it, the stages of Christian ministry development, number one, is hearing. Number two is seeing. Number three is handling or relationship building. Yeah. When we say hearing, for example, just look at babies. When a baby is born, you know they can't see. You know babies can't see initially. They can't see anything, but they can hear. Oh, that's why we make noise. Baby, baby, chuku, 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 chuku. They don't know who, but they know the sound. And gradually they connect to the sound. They connect to the sound. And very soon, that is the hearing campaign. That's the hear. My sheep hear my voice. 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 Hearing is the beginning of the connection. Hearing is the beginning until we have decided to connect. That's why the podcast is important. There should be nobody in this church who does not listen to the podcast. There was nobody in Israel who did not listen to Moses. Although they had the 70 elders Everybody listened to what Moses had to say. And they were devoted to the apostles' doctrine. Recently, Bishop was preaching rent-free prosperity. And I looked at my congregation. I said, if all of them hear this, they will be saved from a lot of trouble. What are the other messages that you felt the same way? The spirituality of wealth. Thankfulness. Your thankfulness, very powerful. Your long-awaited prosperity is here. Yeah. So when I see all these things, how to be delivered from demons, I say, there are people who demons are disturbing. Hearing. Hearing. Just by hearing, they become comforted, the babies. Then comes the next stage of seeing. They open their eyes. Then suddenly can recognize you. Then when you grasp them, then they turn back. I want my mommy. They want to go to their mother. They've seen. They've recognized. They know. They want to go to their mommy. Yeah. That is where you will see Christians who, many people complain that, for example, Lighthouse Chapel, we don't like going to other people's churches. Why should I go to other people's homes? When my mother is there, the breast milk is good. Yeah. It's the truth. It's the truth. Anybody who jumps from church to church is like a prostitute. When they become pregnant, they don't even know the father. Yeah. I am focused. That's what we call latching on. Latching on. Babies who do well are the people who latch onto the breast until even there's pain. I mean, they've dried you out. Oh, me, I can't wait for the next message on the podcast to come. I can't wait. I've finished. I've written every Sunday morning. I do. There's something called the gathering service that everybody must watch on Sunday morning. Gathering service. It starts at what time? About 6:30. Reverend, give everybody the link. Gathering service, Sunday morning. You see, we're going to the seeing. Now, we've done a lot of the podcast. Now we want to go video dimension. Video seeing. A child develops. It's a sign of development. It's enough. It's great to be hearing. Some of you don't even listen to the podcast. But a lot of you do. But now I'm saying we should graduate to even the seeing to show we're growing. Yeah, link where you see. It's free. Everybody here has a Facebook account. Or at least you know YouTube. It gives you a notification. Once you subscribe, it gives you every time a notification. It comes, and it's there, and you click on it. It comes live for free. And you have Wi-Fi. You have internet on your phone. Watch it from 6:30 to about 9. Powerful ministration. Then you can connect. You can now see what is going on. What a blessing. How young people are being transformed. How people are being ministered to. The blessings that are coming. What is going on. That is real. Yeah. Gathering service on Sunday morning. Beautiful thing is when you go home, and even at home, around 3 o'clock, there's what we call revival at 7. Starts. And another service in the evening. Beautiful service. Beautiful service. Beautiful service. Full of the anointing. Oh, everyone should link in. Should clap for the Lord Jesus. Link in. Tell someone the gathering service is Sunday morning at 6:30. Yeah. We finish and we come to service. Our earliest service starts at 9. Yeah. Sometimes you can, even when you're driving to go to church, I said, just put it there and then I'm listening. Yeah. And in the evening, revival at 7. Powerful. That's a seeing. Baby begins to see. That's why last week, I'm sure Reverend E shared with you about the Dagwood Mills videos. There's also the Makane videos. Videos of services that have been done over and over again. Conventions, powerful messages. Many of the messages that I've been preaching here, that's where I got it from. You can get it direct. Bible says, this is your wisdom. It's called Dark Heward Mills Videos. Write it down, darkheawardmillsvideos.org. Click it. Reverend, please put it on the platform for every... It is our wisdom. It is for us. Anytime you don't get it, blame Reverend Nee. When he goes, blame Pastor Daniel. Amen. We are going to supply it fully and regularly. And you're going to be hearing a lot of the things that are going on. Yeah. We're even going to do challenge. Who knows more of what is going on? Yeah. Because that's our wisdom. Amen. And then the next thing is the handling or relationship building. And that one, you know, when the baby has heard, has started looking, the next thing is now the baby starts responding. Yeah. You talk, then they talk. They can relate. They can even share what they heard. They smile. They have social interaction. They become family. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, one of the biggest diseases and the most difficult situations you can have is a child who does not interact. Disabled child who doesn't smile, who doesn't talk, who doesn't hear, who doesn't move. It's a sign of disability. Spiritually, it's the same thing. When you have been in a church, you have been a Christian, you've heard a lot of messages from your shepherd, you've seen a lot of things, service after service, video after video, and it's not causing you to do anything. You are sick. You are defective. There's something at the core that is not working. There's a deficiency. Something ain't right. You should become a shepherd or something. I mean, it should come to a place where you now know this is my home. You become family. Yeah. Bible says, and they were devoted to the apostles' doctrine and to fellowship. Committed. Day after day, this is my home. This is my family. Where do you go to church? First love. Every time they meet, you are there. Prayer meeting, you are there. Camp meeting, you are there. When there's work to be done, you are there. For example, Agabapto Fest this Saturday. If you are not there, it's a defect. There's a problem. You are open. You are open. You have become vulnerable to attack. I mean, come on, let's be serious. Which child lives outside the house? Which child has no interaction with the parents? You don't do any chores. When it comes to cleaning, you are not connected to any ministry. It's a defect. Yeah. So you should develop, and the breaking of bread, where it's now your family, where you now have interactions, family. Like when we were going to Ghana, you must want to go. Next year, I would like you to go in Jesus' name. Yeah. When I see you've got 1,000 and the plane ticket is 1,100, I'll say, oh, take this 100. You're thinking it was going to be the opposite. You bring 100 and we add 1,000. Say, I receive it in Jesus' name. Deep interactions. Deep interactions. When I say, when you go, tell Bishop that I missed that message. It was nice when they went. They now know the bishops. You know, talk to Bishop this, Bishop that. Oh, Bishop Ogo. Bishop Ogo knows me personally. I have his phone number. I have Reverend Kobe's phone number. That's a family. Who do you know? Who knows you? A real family member knows the uncles and aunties as well. Yeah. You should know a lot about the church. And ladies and gentlemen, next week I will start introducing to you some things that will make you a homeboy. Tell somebody, I'm a homeboy. I'm a homegirl. When you should say homegirl. I say homeboy, you say homeboy. Meanwhile, you're a girl. Amen. What I'm sharing, you may not notice it. But that is what is going to cause you to become stable, to become a strong Christian. to become a real family, stable, deep Christian. I can see and see for real that the people that are the most stable Christians are the people that have gone through these stages and have stayed in these stages, who hear a lot, who see a lot, who interact a lot. You're going to be the next one to be established in Jesus' name. You are the next person to be established in Jesus' name. You are the next to be established in Jesus. No one will pluck you out of the hand of the Lord. No one. You will not perish. You will not go to hell. You will not backslide because of a lot of hearing, a lot of seeing, and a lot of doing in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. That which we have seen, that which we have heard, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled, do we also declare unto you that you may have fellowship with us. And indeed, our fellowship is with the Father and with Jesus Christ, his Son. Put your hands together and rise to your feet. Tell somebody, podcast for hearing, videos for seeing, in Jesus' name. Put your hand on your heart and say, Lord, progress me, establish me as a deep Christian. May the word become flesh and dwell with me so that people will see the glory that only Jesus can bring. I am going to be a beautiful Christian that will glorify your name. Hey, arise and shine, for thy light is come. The glory of the Lord is risen upon you, saith the Lord. The glory of the Lord is risen upon you, saith the Lord. The glory of the Lord is risen upon you. God is bringing you messages, giving you bite sizes that you can eat, giving you minced meat, beef patty, giving you. He will make a table before you in the presence of your enemies, so that your head will be anointed with fresh oil. It comes through hearing, seeing, handling. Father, help us to become partakers. For you said we should be dedicated to the apostles' doctrine. We've given us an apostle who has doctrines. Help us to be dedicated to fellowship and to be deeper in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Clap for the Lord Jesus Christ. Wow.
We believe the Word of God has come through to you and you have been blessed. Come join our services at 5796 Shelby Oaks Drive, Bartlett, Tennessee, this and every Sunday at 9 a.m. and again at 10:45 a.m. and 7 p.m. on Wednesdays. Be blessed. Singing praises, I come to love.